the radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Deep in the Hawk zone, brings it top of the right wing circle. Turns, sends it across. Paterka scores! Great puck movement by the Sabres, finding J.J. Paterka, who does it again. Buries this one and gives Buffalo a 3-2 lead with 1:23 to go in the second.
That is your game-winning goal. Dan Dunleavy on the call, and it's courtesy of J.J. Paterka. His fourth of the year late in the second period, and a nice setup from Tage Thompson. The game-winning goal, it's our goal of the game tonight, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. Welcome to the postgame. Brian Colziel with you. 4-2 Buffalo winning. They, as I like this word, salvaging the road trip. 3 out of 6 points. I would say okay, not great. I was hoping for 4 or 5, but nevertheless, a 1-1-1 road trip as the Sabres found ways to keep it interesting. Had they just gotten one on the power play, that might have sealed it earlier, but Ryan McLeod seals it with 26 seconds left into the empty net to make it a 4-2 Buffalo win. It's still not perfect, but with this team, any win is a good win, in my opinion. And despite being outshot 37-22, the Sabres do get it done. And Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen came up big for Buffalo tonight, as he was outstanding in the third period, made a really big save with just under a minute to go, and the Sabres get it done with this 4-2 victory. All right, coming up on the postgame, we'll be heading to the locker room and getting player reaction. Paul Hamilton's on his way to the Sabres dressing room, so we'll hear from the Sabre players there. Also, we'll get Lindy Ruff, his live postgame press conference. We'll get Paul Hamilton's take as well. We'll run you through some stats and highlights, and also we'll see maybe if we can find out about Rasmus Dahlin. He was hit in the face, but I think he did come back for those final seconds. So he should be okay, just may have a huge welt on his face. That was a scary moment there. Bedard, I thought a nice classy move there. As soon as he shot it kind of up, it's kind of like right underneath the face shield. Maybe it hit the face shield first and then his jaw area or his cheek area, his cheekbone. But he went over and checked on him right away. So, but it appears to maybe just be something that is going to be, you know, a hefty bruise. Let's hope that's all it is. And also, Lindy Ruff may give us an update on Jordan Greenway, so we'll have that coming up here in just one moment. Craig Smith gets both goals for Chicago. For the Sabres, it's Thompson, Malenstein, Paterka, and McLeod in the empty netter. Dallas is up next on Tuesday for the Sabres as they open up another homestand. All right, let's go to the room in Chicago. Tage Thompson first with Paul Hamilton.
I mean, I loved our game in general. I mean, all the way through, I think that was a great start for us. Played the game the right way, moving our feet. We were hard on the forecheck, didn't really give them any time and space in the first period. I thought we broke the puck out real quick. I think in the second period, maybe we're a little sloppy on line changes, gave them some free entries into our zone, and got some ozone shifts where we kind of got caught out there in extended shifts. They got some momentum. But I liked our response. You know, in the third, I don't think there's any panic in our game, and Oopie came up big, made some big saves at some key times, and I thought we defended really hard, so great game all around.
I was going to say, in the third, you did get outshot, but it didn't seem, maybe a couple real good chances where Luukkonen made some saves, but overall, did you like your third period?
I loved it, yeah. I think for the most part, we didn't give him really anything off the rush. You know, and the stuff they did get, I think, was very perimeter, easy saves. They got a couple good looks in the slot late there, and Oopie came up big, and that's what you need. But I thought we defended hard. We won a lot of battles, and I think we frustrated them.
What did it do to you guys to get that goal late in the second period? And also the way that you scored it. You know, you guys put pressure on, and you finish it by, you know, a good play.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of what I was talking about. The first period I thought was great. The second period, I think we kind of got away from it a little bit. And halfway through, I think, you know, one of the TV timeouts, we reset and we're just made a conscious effort to just keep it below their goal line, especially when we're climbing up the half wall. If you have nothing, turn it back. And that was kind of the play there. They were tired. We knew we had them out there on a long shift and cut back on the half wall and saw JJ sneaking off back door. So it's a big one going into the third, and you know, we've been in this situation a lot going in, you know, with leads or having leads in a game, and you know, you got to be able to hold on to those leads, especially a 1-0 one. And I like that there was no fear, no panic in our game. We knew we were going to win it, and yeah, it was very comfortable on the bench for all of us.
Tage, was your goal because all three of you came up with speed?
I think it was just relentless puck pursuit. I think you know, F1 did a good job there. You know, tracking pucks. Tucky picks one off on the wall. They have nowhere to go with it. Hits me in the slot. Their forwards are already out of the zone. We get a quick strike there with JJ. Keep the puck in. You know, now they're tired at the end of the shift, and that's when we get some extended ozone looks. And I mean, when you're out there for a while, you know, you're tired. The first thing that goes is your brain. So, you know, we had them kind of just lost out there, I guess, and JJ was able to sneak off.
I know you'd like to do better than 500, but you were able to salvage the road trip here by being 500.
Yeah. Obviously, you want to win every game, and I liked your game in Pittsburgh. Couldn't close it out. And I think we took what we did wrong from that game, and we were able to correct it tonight. Obviously, in a back-to-back against Columbus, they had fresh legs. They come out hard, and you got to tip your cap to them. And when that happens, we got to find a way to simplify the game for ourselves. And you know, obviously, we didn't do that. But all in all, to get 3 points on that road trip is big for us. So just got to keep things rolling now.
Thanks, Tage. Tate Thompson on the post game, and we'll throw it back to you, Brian, for a few minutes.
Thank you, Paul. Tage Thompson opened the scoring with his fourth of the season at 8:39. Then back Malenstein got his first as a Sabre less than 3 minutes later. That made it 2-0, and that was the score after one. Then Craig Smith scored twice for Pittsburgh at 6:28 and 12:48 of the second period to tie it up at two. But then the play that Thompson was just talking about, he sets up Paterka. A really great pass across the zone. Thompson over on the far wall sends it through some traffic over to Paterka, who fired it into the empty side of the net with 1:23 to go in the second period. That gave the Sabres a 3-2 lead. And in the third, not a lot of offensive chances. And I think the Sabres played what you'd say was a smart road period there to try to hold on to that lead. Not saying that's going to get it done every single time, but when Chicago did get a few opportunities, Lukanen stepped up big, and then McLeod hits it into the empty net with 26 seconds left for the 4-2 victory for the Sabres. And that improves Buffalo's record now to 2-4-1, and that gives them 5 points. We'll update you on the Eastern Conference standings here coming up in just a little moment here as Paul Hamilton is about to get some more player interviews. So we will keep it right here, of course, for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Dallas is Buffalo's next opponent. They did win in their game earlier today over Edmonton by a score of 4-1. But we will also preview that game coming up in just a little bit. While we wait here, a couple of more observations from this game. Lukanen, I think, got back to good form. Maybe his best outing of the year. He has played pretty good, I would say, in 3 out of 4 outings. The one in Pittsburgh let up some goals that you wouldn't have liked, but I thought Lukanen, for the most part, other than maybe the first goal from Craig Smith, I thought he had a very, very good game today. 35 saves in total. He faced double-digit shots in each of the period. 12s in the first, 13 in the second, 12 in the third. So I thought a really, really nice game for him as he picks up his first win of the season. Let's speak into Lukanen. Here he is with Paul. Let's go live back to Chicago.
Uko, taking a look at that game, you had to make a lot of big saves. You have to feel real good about that game. Maybe the last one didn't go the way you wanted it, not only to get the win, but the way you played.
Yeah, no, I think the win was the biggest thing here. You know, I talked about it before the season. I want to be part of it, and I want to be part of the kind of solution that gets us to the playoffs. And, you know, part of that is winning the games. You know, in Pittsburgh, I felt like it wasn't a bad game necessarily, but, you know, if you score 5 goals, that should be enough to win the game. So, you know, I wasn't happy about that. So this feels, you know, even better because of it.
What did you see on their first one tonight, that the shot from the circle?
I mean, I just, you know, oh, sorry about that. I need to play it better. You know, it's a good shot. You know, he picked his spot, and there was a stick in the way. I don't know if he hit it or not, but, you know, that's RD pushed him aside. Necessarily, you know, I wouldn't say it's necessarily a bad goal, but it's one you, you know, always went back. But, you know, in the end, they scored two, we scored four, and that's, you know, enough to win the game.
So. You put it in the past. You didn't let that bother you at all. Is that something that maybe earlier in your career that maybe you let that, you know, bite, you know, gnaw you a little bit, but it just seems like now with the LA experience that you're able to park that and just move on.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's the biggest thing that's been, you know, getting better with me is the mental aspect of the game, kind of, you know, able to move forward from those. You know, those happen. You can't do anything about it after it has happened. So, you know, you just kind of have to refocus and play the game. And, you know, I feel like we did a good job as a team today.
Did you feel really locked in? I mean, with the saves you had to make in the second and in the third period?
Yeah, I did. I feel like we were still, you know, it wasn't a perfect game, but, you know, we were boxing out. We were defending well. We pushed them inside. You know, they had to kind of take bad angle shots, just, you know, kind of throw stuff to the net and hope for the best. So I feel like it was a good game, especially, you know, defense-wise.
You get your 500 on the trip, and I know you would have liked to have been better than just 500. You salvaged it, but still, I know you'd like to be better than 500.
Yeah, I think that's the story of the whole, you know, start of the season for us. You know, you can say all kinds of stuff about it, but I feel like there's been, you know, better games than the results show. But in the end, it's, you know, it's not an excuse that will get you very far. We need to be better. We need to, you know, we have given ourselves kind of, you know, spots to win the games, and, you know, we have to be better at closing those out, and I think we did a good job with it today.
Thanks, Ukko. Ukko Pekka Luukkonen in the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Luukkonen was outstanding in this game, 35 saves. Did not get a star. I probably would have voted him at least one of the stars in this one tonight. Not all positive, of course. Luukkonen was. Sabres special team still not good. 0-for-4. They could have given themselves a bigger lead in the second, had another power play opportunity with 5 minutes or so to go in the game in the third. And again, I wouldn't really sit there and say, was there like a golden opportunity? I didn't see one. There's a lot of perimeter passing. I feel like maybe they think they're moving around. I feel still like there's a lot of standing around, perimeter passing. One of the power plays, they got it into Cousins a few times in the middle, but he didn't really, I would say, you know, get off what I would consider to be a grade A scoring opportunity. All right, back to Chicago. Here's J.J. Paterka.
J.J., you were wide open for your goal. Did you give Tage a yell over there, or did he just see you?
I probably yelled, but I was sure he's going to see me anyways.
Talk about that first goal. It seemed like you guys came up with speed. You were able to hit Tage coming right down the middle. What was successful on that first goal that Tage scored?
I think just overall, the whole first period, we're just creating a lot from the rush, kind of like catch him flat-footed, and I think we all came with a lot of speed, and he made a heck of a shot.
Second period wasn't near as good, but the third period, you guys seemed to be able to hold your one-goal lead and then get the empty netter. What was the difference maybe in the third period where you were able to hold the lead?
I think we just played a little sloppy in the second. I think we probably like tried like to do too much. And in third, we played just behind him. I think we played a simple game, made them go get pucks back. And I think that was just successful, just wearing them.
You've learned to play a simple game. What was the process to get to that point? I mean, because at first, I mean, you were so good off the rush in Rochester, but it took time. And I mean, we saw late last season when you simplified, like you guys as a line really create a lot.
Well, I think it's always depending who you play against. Just like what guys on the ice, and sometimes you get stuff from the rush, but sometimes it's just not there. And then I think putting it low is never a bad play, especially when you get it back.
And
it,
obviously, with Luukkonen playing the way he did, he made some huge saves for you when things did break down, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I think especially like the last 10 minutes, they were really close getting the goal, but I think he really stood on his head and made a lot of good saves, especially 6-on-5 too.
The power play.
I think just like always, simplified. I think they did a good job. They kind of like stayed in their structure, didn't give us a lot, but obviously it's not good enough, and just a lot of work to do and play. Probably maybe getting more pucks to the net and going from there.
Libby said prior to the game that you and Alex and Tage are becoming more of a dangerous line again. Do you guys feel like you're getting your rhythm back?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we just find more to each other. Also, like you guys saw today, I think just finding more in the rush too. Be like, in-zone threat and under rush threat, and I think that's just super cool to have, and I think the chemistry is getting better and better.
How have you felt since?
Thanks, JJ Paterka on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you. Paterka, the game-winning goal. He made it 3-2 Buffalo late in the second. Sabres add an empty netter, courtesy of Ryan McLeod, and go on to win it by a score of 4-2 here on the postgame. All right, that is it from the locker room. We will be getting Lindy Ruff and his live postgame comments coming up, and then we'll get Paul Hamilton's take. While we wait for the Sabres head coach, let's get some final stats, and they're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. The shots finish up 37-22 in favor of Chicago, 12-5 for the Hawks in the third. Lukanen gets the win, 35 saves. Soderblom the loss. He makes 18 saves. Time for the Dynabrade.com power play update now, powered by Dynabrade Tools, proudly made here in Buffalo. Power play is still going to be a story. The Sabres are still 0 for the season, 0 of 4. Blackhawks only had one try, 0 for 1. Let's get to the three stars now. Reichel with a couple of assists, star number 3. Paterka with the game winner, star number 2. And Craig Smith with 2 goals for the Hawks, star number 1. I would have probably, again, I'll say it, I think Lukanen should have been on that list for sure. The attendance at the United Center, 18,773. In Buffalo's next game, Tuesday against Dallas, 7 o'clock puck drop. We'll have the Steve Foley Law pregame show starting at 6 right here on the Sabres Radio Network. All right, so we'll hear from Lindy Ruff here in a moment. We'll see maybe if he can let us know if Rasmus Dahlin is okay. Also, any update on Jordan Greenway. Those are some of the injuries that we may have to deal with here, although it looks as though Dahlin is fine. Again, I think he might just have a big bruise on his cheekbone area. That was a scary moment there when Bedard took that shot up high, but luckily it looks though he's okay. All right, here's Lindy Ruff live in Chicago with Paul.
Lindy, you held that one goal lead in the third period. Maybe the second period wasn't as good as you might have liked. What did you like in the third to be able to hold the lead?
You know what? I thought we supported the puck well in the third period and just played a real smart period. A couple of real good opportunities to extend it, but didn't capitalize. But I thought our attention to not giving up much was real good.
What did you think about the way that Lukanen played? He wasn't happy about Pittsburgh, but he stepped up for you guys.
Yeah, I thought played really well for us. You know, I thought total team game. We needed some big saves. We got some big saves. So overall, I thought, you play like that, you're going to win a lot of hockey games.
It's 2 big goals tonight. What are they doing well that's creating offense?
Again, they're finding the holes. That both JJ and Tomer can really shoot it. I thought both guys missed a couple of great opportunities on the power play. But the line on the whole is generating opportunities. They're generating opportunities different ways. Some of it is in the zone, some's on the rush. So, it's good to have a line like that that's clicking.
How did you recover? Because you'd lost the lead, and then the second period's not going well, and you recovered and get that goal right before the end of the period. How did you recover?
You know, I think the first goal took a little wind out of our sails. Probably a goal you don't like. I thought we didn't stay with how aggressive we wanted to be, get on top of them. I thought we backed off a little bit, talked about after the second goal, just getting back on our toes again, trying to create some zone time and create some pressure, get pucks in behind them. They were doing a good job to the neutral zone of mainly forcing dump ins. But once we got above the goal line, I thought we created some good opportunities.
You mentioned a couple of opportunities missed on the power play. What did you think about how those two units worked tonight?
Better. I thought better. Set up a couple of really good shots. Cousin in the slot for a couple that I thought he mishandled a little bit. I thought both Paterka and Thompson had the outside shots that they'll start going in. But it looked a lot better. We showed a lot more composure, and we opened up some people, which was good to see.
What was the reason for Greenway's absence?
Injury. He's got a lower body injury that he couldn't play with.
I know. I think I know you well enough. You probably loved Malenstein and Skoll.
That line gave us a great night. That line played against Bedard most of the night when they were out there, and I thought they were being a real pain for him. So when you look at the body of work that line put in, they got rewarded with a goal. So like I said, I thought a great team effort.
As a coach, is it big to be able to have a, you know, a line like that that you can put on the ice against the other team's top guys?
Well, I think it's what today's game's about. You know, you look at the speed that Lafferty's got in the wing, and you know, I think Peyton in the middle, his face-off work tonight was really good. You know, I put him in there for a couple of really important face-offs. And then you look at Mel, he's a wrecking ball when he goes in and gets around the front of the net, and he gets into people below the goal line.
Excellent. Lindy Ruff on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, there's Lindy Ruff. I'll give you the update on Jordan Greenway there. Lower body injury, that's why he missed tonight's game. The injury report brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at St. Joseph's campus. 4-2 Sabres win. They improved to 2-4-1. And we go right back to Chicago at the United Center for Paul Hamilton. All right, Paul, well, they found a way to get it done. Overall, a third period where they didn't give a lot to Chicago. It didn't feel like the Sabres were trying to run away with this win, but I thought it was a pretty smart final 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was. They got outshot, but Lukanen was there when they needed him. Exactly what we talked about in the beginning of the game. You have to get big saves along the way, especially in the second period when you're not playing well. And you had given up your two-goal lead, and you're not playing well, but you get a goal before the end of the period to take the lead again. And it's the Thompson line that gets it. Lukanen held you. And honestly, he might not like the two goals he let in, but he made so many big saves, I thought, along the way that I can't criticize him. I mean, all right, two went in. But still, I mean, he was huge in this game, and I thought made some huge saves, even in the third period, you know, with the goaltender pulled. And then, of course, they hit the post with the goaltender pulled. You're just shaking your head going, okay, yeah,
I know.
Of course. But look at McLeod. Look at the hustle that he puts in, and that's the way he plays. They hit the post. He didn't give up. He's along the wall. He makes the play around the blue line, gets the puck, turns it around, and he goes in and scores. And I love to see that kind of tenacity to be able to get that empty net goal because, as you know, and I know, empty net goals are not easy for this team. No. So, you know, that was big. The Thompson line was big. So even though it wasn't the prettiest game in the world, and there were times where it wasn't great for them, but there were other times where they did play well. And, yeah, they got outshot in the third period, but I didn't think they got overrun at all.
If you're not going to score on the power play, Paul, then you need contributions from your third and fourth line. And that's what happened there. I know McLeod is into the empty net, but he and Malenstein get it done tonight. So, I mean, until they figure out this power play, which is still killing them, let's not, you know, push that aside. They're going to have to get contributions elsewhere. So at least, you know, line three and four contribute.
Well, you could hear how happy Beck Malenstein was with getting that goal. And it's just that if he's going to score a goal, that's it right there. Go to the net, be hard at the net, and have the puck go off to a player, go off him, and go in the net. And he was smiling from ear to ear because that's the way he likes to score goals. You know, be in front, have the puck there, and score a goal that way. And, you know, he really was hard on that shift. They had gotten into the zone. They won the battles. He goes to the net, and he gets rewarded with a goal. So, you know, that it went, you know, as we go through the season, when he scores a goal, it's most likely going to be just like that.
Paul Hamilton with us here live at the United Center. Sabres victorious by a 4-2 margin. Paul, Jordan Greenway, we got the update there. Lower body injury, so that confirmed what we had thought. And we think Rasmus Dahlin is fine, just maybe going to have a big bruise on his cheek.
Yeah, he came back, you know, yeah. So you know, he played again. We'll see how long Greenway's out. You know, they're done with the trip now. We'll come home and get ready. They'll get ready for the Dallas Stars, and we'll see, you know, what kind of timetable there might be and see if he's ready for that hockey game. He how was in the morning skate, by the way. So okay. It wasn't like he couldn't participate. He participated in the full morning skate. So, you know, he was able to do that.
And even though, Paul, they did not convert on the power play, normally, hey, you get a power play with – about 5 minutes or so to go in the game to try to seal it. Like, that's what you would want. And the reason that happened was because of Peyton Krebs and, you know, his aggressive play.
Sure was. I mean, and it was a clean hit. The Blackhawks took exception. And by taking exception, they kind of took themselves out of the game because, all right, you didn't score on the power play, but you just ran off 2 minutes.
right,
where the Blackhawks didn't put pressure on you, and you were able to get the puck into the zone. You had an opportunity or two, but still, that took 2 minutes off the clock where you have the puck and they don't, and that's big. So, I thought it's kind of weird, but you're almost playing defensively on there just to, you know, get those 2 minutes off the clock and not have them in on your goaltender.
All right, well, let's finish with just the assessment of the road trip as a whole, Paul. Defensively better tonight. They let up 6 and 6 and now 2. So obviously tonight much better. 3 out of 6. I know you and I were hoping for more points than that in terms of maybe what they felt like they needed, especially with one of the best teams in the NHL coming in on Tuesday in Dallas.
And so were they. They wanted to do better than 3 out of 6. But usually, if you go on a road trip and you're 500 and you do well at home, you're happy with that. I don't think they're happy with being 3 of 6 on this road trip. I think they wanted better. They wanted more, but that's the best they could do. Coming into this game, that's the best they could do. And they were able to, you know, salvage the road trip, at least be 500 on the road trip, play a much better game than maybe they did in the first two, and come out with a win.
Paul, thank you. Great work tonight from the United Center. Appreciate it. And have a safe trip back to Buffalo. I'll see you Tuesday against Dallas.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton with us here on our post game. 4-2 winners for the Sabres. Dallas again is next on Tuesday night. All right, for all of our local affiliate stations, we're going to say goodbye to you. If you want to keep listening to the post game, go to WGR550.com. 4-2 Buffalo victorious. 1-1-1 on this 3-game road trip. We'll preview the Dallas game, get you caught up to date on the NHL scoreboard, update you on the standings when we return here. Postgame rolling on following a 4-2 win for the Sabres in Chicago. I'm Brian Culziel. Thanks for listening. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Vlasic looking for Hall, finds him left wing. Hall with a nice move to the middle and a backhand stop by Lukanen. Hawks with the puck, 3 in the offensive zone on entry. Foligno's going to get to the net for a shot saved by Lukanen. Carried in by Athanasiou. He'll bring it out the far side. Turned, it was forehand, slid it across for the one-timer. Lukanen got over to get a piece of that one.
Yeah, he got all of that one.
2-on-1, in tight end Lukanen with a big stop as he fishes that one out of the Blue River in front of the net. And holds onto it. Now Hall will skate it up through center ice. Gains the Buffalo line. Middle lane still there. Lukanen the save and the rebound. He finds in time to cover up. And here's Hall with a shot. That's off the skate. Puck still loose. They whack away at it. And Lukanen comes up with it.
Now there was a half dozen of Ukko-Pekka Lukanen's 35 saves. Dan Dunleavy on the call. Evan DePasquale, great job producing that. And we're going to make all of those our saves of the game. Brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealers today. Yeah, Lukanen big in the third. Coming up big, stopping 12 out of 12. And the Sabres put in an empty netter courtesy of Ryan McLeod, who now is up to 3 on the season. And a 4-2 Buffalo victory. We'll update you on the standings here as the Sabres go to 2-4-1. But before we do that, let's see what's happening in the rest of the league tonight. We get our scoreboard brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. All right, lots of finals. Go back to the afternoon games first. Ottawa beating Tampa Bay by a score of 5-1. Detroit wins in Nashville 5-2. Dallas, who will be in here on Tuesday against the Sabres, they beat Edmonton 4-1. Oilers still struggling to score. Overtime for the Panthers, they win it against Vegas at home, 4-3 the final. Rangers win in Toronto, 4-1. Overtime win for the Capitals. Tom Wilson got the game winner as they beat New Jersey by a score of 6-5. Shootout victory for the Islanders. They win against Montreal by a score of 4-3. Shutout victory for the Vancouver Canucks as they get it done 3-0 in Philadelphia tonight. Minnesota beats Columbus 3-1. St. Louis comes back to beat Carolina by a score of 4-3. Right now going on in the third period, 13 minutes to go, Boston and Utah are tied at 1 apiece. And early second period in Seattle, Calgary has a 1-0 lead on the Kraken. All right, let's go to Major League Baseball next because this game is in the ninth. You're looking for something to watch? TBS. Yankees with a 3-1 series lead If they can win this, they will go on to the World Series. It's New York and Cleveland tied 2-2. Giancarlo Stanton getting the Yankees on the board with a two-run home run after Cleveland had led most of the game 2-0. Again, top of the ninth right now, 2-2 Guardians and Yankees. A Yankee win puts them into the World Series. The NLCS continues tomorrow, but that series is 3-2 Dodgers over the Mets. All right, let's go to college football. Real busy day, and we'll start locally with UB. The Bulls, with a controversial ending, they end up falling to Western Michigan by a score of 48-41. Bulls are now 4-3. Here's what happens. Essentially, Western Michigan getting the kickoff into the end zone, so they start at the 25. They have to get to the 35 for a first down. On fourth and short, they go for it. The ball is spotted short of the 35, but the officials signal first down. So something happened with the chains, or who knows what happened, but kind of a bad break for Buffalo at the end there. You're not getting a chance to get the ball back, and the Western Michigan Broncos beat the Buffalo Bulls 48-41. All right, let's go to top 25 action now, and Georgia at Texas. That's the fifth-ranked Georgia Bulldogs at number one Texas, and Georgia right now with 7 minutes to go, leading Texas 30-15. Texas has gone back and forth with their pair of quarterbacks. Paul Hamilton not going to be happy with this score. 1:56 to go in the game in Ames, Iowa. Number 9 Iowa State trailing UCF 35-30. Army stays undefeated. They go to 7-0. They're ranked 23rd in the country. They beat ECU 45-28. Number 10 Clemson over Virginia 48-31. Number 6 Miami goes to 7-0. They win in Louisville 52-45. Number 16 Indiana goes to 7-0. They roll Nebraska 56-7. The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame improved to 6-1, ranked 12th in the country. They win at Georgia Tech 31-13. 25th-ranked Navy, they also are undefeated. They go to 6-0. They beat Charlotte 51-17. Minor upset tonight in Knoxville. Number 11, Tennessee, beats number 7, Alabama, handing the Crimson Tide their second loss, 24-17. Big Ten action, number 22, Illinois, goes to 6-1. They beat number 24, Michigan, 21-7. That is the third loss of the season for the defending national champion Wolverines. Number 14, Texas A&M wins at Mississippi State, 34-24. Number 8, LSU goes to 6-1. They win at Arkansas, 34-10. And Kansas State, number 17 in the country, winning at Morgantown against West Virginia, 45-18. All right, there's all your scores. Sabres win in their game, 4-2 over Chicago. Up next, Dallas. They are right now one of the best teams in the NHL. As we look at the standings, Dallas is in first place in the Central. 5-1, 10 points. They've been outstanding in net with Jake Oettinger. They've only given up 9 goals in 6 games. Really, really impressive. 4-0 at home, but they'll go on the road here to take on the Sabres. Buffalo at least getting themselves out of last in the Eastern Conference right now. If you want to think about something to feel positive about, they're 1 point out of second place in the division. Does that make you feel better? Florida's in first with 9. Tampa, Toronto, Boston, Ottawa all have 6. Tied for second and third and 2 spots out. And then the Sabres have 5. So they're 1 out of second. Now, all these other teams have played many more less games, so... Well, it's a minor detail I should probably bring up. But officially, in terms of points gained, the Sabres are 1 point out of second, if that makes you feel any better. Nevertheless, it'll be the Sabres and the Stars coming your way on the Steve Foley Law pregame show Tuesday night, 6 o'clock. And then we'll have Dan and Rob's call at 7 from KeyBank Center right here on the Sabres radio network as Buffalo opens up a homestand against Dallas. With that, we thank you for listening tonight, and we put a wrap on our post game. Want to thank our crew, Evan DePasquale, our network producer. Thank you, Evan. Tom Maddy, our engineer. Kyle Powell on our social media and game story. Check it out, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton was our reporter. And for Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, our game announcers, my name is Brian Colziel. Again, the final from the United Center. Sabres 4, Blackhawks 2. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy the Bills game tomorrow. We'll have coverage starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow with the Bills and the Titans, and I'll talk with you Tuesday with the Sabres and the Stars right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.